So it is our pre-show here for Monday, and hope you're doing good. What a fucking weekend of football. I have to be honest with you, I didn't watch the Colt game because, well, I was busy. But that was very disappointing, very disappointing. Because I'm a, you know, call me what you will. You know, I like to see the great stories. I like to see them have, I don't know, heroic finishes. For Peyton Manning, it doesn't look like it's going to, I don't know, you know. I don't know. Peyton Manning's 38. You know, he's in recent years, he's thrown these vital picks in big games. I don't know. I don't know what happened in this game. The Colts are stunningly unbalanced, but luck has made it work. It was a stark contrast to what Manning and the Broncos could not do as they watched their Super Bowl dreams go bust. Manning wasn't the only reason the Broncos lost to the Colts. The Broncos' supposedly fearsome pass rush disappeared. And cornerback Aqib Talib couldn't cover Colts receiver T.Y. Hilton. But Manning's mistakes were massive. He missed six deep throws in the first half, only one of which was remotely catchable. It's funny because the first two passes on that drive, not the first two, but on that drive for the first score, he threw two perfect fucking passes, man. I mean, that fucking fade pass or whatever you want to call it into the end zone, and then the one down the near sideline, I mean, on the goddamn money. You thought that cat was ready for prime time with that shit. And in a moment that so acutely showed the difference between Manning and Luck, he passed up the chance to scramble for a first down while facing a wide-open field and instead missed a throw on the sideline. Each of Manning's three seasons in Denver has ended in heartbreak, each of a different variety. There was the Ravens' double over divisional round loss in 2012 that, while disappointing, was just the start of a promising era under Manning after he proved he had recovered from his neck injury. Then came the Super Bowl blowout last year when the Broncos' high-powered offense that set so many records in the regular season floundered. Maybe Sunday's home loss, a game in which the crowd at Sports Authority Field repeatedly booed Manning and the offense, is worse because the expectations were so much higher. The Broncos spent their offseason trying to improve the roster around Manning, shelling out more than $60 million guaranteed to a trio of big-ticket defensive free agents. And then one of the gratifying games of the weekend for me was the Patriot win. Yes, it was the Patriot win over the Ravens. And yes, the Packer win over the Cowboys. People, you know, outside of Texas, the Dallas Cowboys are a very, how do we say it, polarizing. There's no reason for me to root for the Cowboys because of the fact that I grew up a Los Angeles Ram fan. That's reason enough not to like the Cowboys. And because I don't like the Cowboys. And because I actually had it one time, some of you may way back remember, I had a Fuck Dallas shirt that was one of my fond, I had to buy this motherfucker, man. I mean, we were, this dude that sold these Fuck Dallas shirts out of the back of this van represented everything that I stand against today, which is copyright infringement and trademark violation. And then, but back when I was like, you know, whatever I was, back when I was a wayward youth in my 30s, I obviously didn't give a shit. And Rex Ryan is set to coach the Bills, so we'll talk a little bit about that. We're going to do a panel show with Margaret of the Gang. Margaret is going to sing Memories. I was just looking for, to be honest with you, not that. What are we looking for here? Oh, I was just looking for Memories on YouTube. So we can find, wait, that's MP3. Wrong. The fuck? Oh, sorry. Wow, man, look at how fucked up this goddamn screen is. Jesus. Fucking cries. Screen is fucked up. memory, not memory. Not memory, man, but memories. Touching. Let's see. Okay, so I think we got that one figured out. That is going to be Margaret is going to be singing that motherfucker. Why is Margaret singing that song? It's a good question. I don't know. I don't know, you know. I'm very torn as to the rationale, the raison. Margaret singing the song.
Phil, I want to sing Memories because I had a request for it from Dave Bougainvillea's mother, from Dave Bouvenald. You know Dave. He's been very, very ill.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yes, he's been very ill. He's not physically ill in the sense that it is life-threatening. He's been very ill. He's been in and out of the sanitarium. He's been in and out of the hospital being treated for some sort of psychotic symptoms, and he took a cleaver to his grandmother.
Dave Bouvenall. All right, man. So there's Dave Bouvenall, and Dave is going to be all that in a bag of fucking chips, Jack. From the gentleman over there bought it, Jack. All right, where we at, man? Really? 29 minutes? No. No, we haven't started the pre-show. It was 29 minutes ago. No way. All right, pre-show notes and comments. First of all, Al Jazeera had some of its communications leaked, and some of the staff believes that the We Support Charlie protests, etc., are good, and some of the staff And a surprising number of the staff believes that the We Support Charlie protests are bad because Charlie Hebdo, the satirical magazine that was attacked and had staff members murdered by terrorists, is offensive to the Islamic faith, offensive to Muslims because they mocked or made fun of the Prophet. And, you know, this is a very interesting thing. I can see where this goes. You know, for some of us, maybe for most of us, it's a no-brainer. Freedom of speech means you got to swallow opinions that you may not like. Freedom of speech means you got to hear shit that you may not like. To the point that freedom of speech affects public safety, like yelling fire in a crowded theater, which is the, you know, standard. No, you may not. But to say Muhammad, haha, he looks funny, is to have a legitimate, you know, have at least make a statement legitimate under our, you know, Constitution. Now, some people say that freedom of speech is you're not free to malign and to offend a faith. Well, yes, you are. Because in America, at least, and maybe not in the Muslim world, I understand that, but in America, we have a separation of church and state. The state recognizes the church's right to exist. The state grants the church tax-exempt status. The state grants the church these kinds of protections, if you will. In exchange for that, the church agrees to exist in a society where there will be people who will come along and not like you and will comment about you. I'm not saying it's legal to go into that church and kill people. Not legal to go to that church and spray paint shit on the walls. Not legal to go to that church and be sacrilegious and, you know, offend their sensibilities, you know. But what happened to this goddamn camera 3 now? This pisses me off. What the fuck is with this camera, man? Jeez, that camera 3 is shutting off like automatic, man. But you have to agree to the fact that you are, this is our camera 3, which right now is looking at the, it's looking at the Audacity program. You have to agree as a church to those terms if you want to exist in a free society. The staff at Al Jazeera that says, having an opinion in support of the I Am Charlie protests around the world is not to recognize the offense that was delivered by this magazine to Islam. And while these people go into this place and murder people, and no one at Al Jazeera is saying that that was a good thing, they're saying that to support Charlie is to support this offensive, this affront to the religion of Islam. And that's when they cease being journalists. Because, look, if you're a journalist, maybe not cease being journalists, they cease being free thinkers. You can have an opinion if you're a journalist. It's just don't put it in your fucking fucked up piece of shit motherfucking story, Al Jazeera. You understand? But you can certainly have the opinion that to put a cartoon of Muhammad, what have you, is offensive. You may have that opinion, and they express that, many of the staff of Al Jazeera. It doesn't give you the right to go in a machine gun and murder people, and that is also expressed by the staff of Al Jazeera. I think they're almost unanimous, if not unanimous. No, you don't go kill people because of that. But what they are split on is whether or not I Am Charlie. I Am Charlie means I support this kind of expression, even if it trods on the toes of, in this case, Muslims. And some do not support Charlie. No, that's offensive. That's maligning. That's 1.5 billion people who are Muslims. And those people are being offended by these cartoons, says, you know, the radical Muslims. And so it's like saying, I support Charlie if Charlie had a picture of Jesus fornicating and Christians everywhere got upset with that. Well, I have to tell you that I would be on the side of people supporting the right of the satirist to show Jesus fornicating. Now, my opinion of that kind of fucking satire, or whether that guy was on target, whether it was quality satire, may be different. I may say that's really a kind of a sloppy statement. I don't deny that you have the right to make it. I'm just saying, as an artist, I look at that and I say, well, that's probably kind of sloppy. It's probably not very on target. It's not artful. But you have the right to say that. Now, maybe they should say that at Al Jazeera. If there's anybody at that motherfucking place who has brain one when it comes to taking a look at a piece of expression like that, satirical expression, saying, well, maybe this is on target. Maybe there's some things wrong with our faith. Not the prophet. Wrong with the way we view the prophet. Because that's what this is about, folks. You know, it's not, and some of these people who are opposed, you know, who are I am not Charlie people and who feel that the Islamic faith has been so offended and that the people and this and that. Well, I don't see that. I don't see that the Prophet Muhammad has been offended at all, although I'm not a member of your goddamn fucking religion, so I don't know what's legal and what ain't fucking legal. You know, what gets you killed and what doesn't. Any religion that kills people is the result of them making a statement, however offensive to you, against your religion. If you're telling me that that's the official line of that religion, well, I'd piss all over your motherfucking religion. Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I? Piss all over that fucking goddamn religion. But I don't believe that that's the case. Just because some motherfucker with a towel wrapped around his head tells me that that's the case doesn't necessarily make it so. I can find a million scholars on the Islamic faith differing with opinions. See, I just don't give that much of a shit, you know? I grew up buried in fucking religion. I grew up buried in the Catholic religion and the Christian fucking religion. I grew up buried in the Judeo-Christian ethic. I've done my very best to respect and at the same time be a free thinker. I don't need one more goddamn fucked up religion coming along and telling me how to think, you motherfuckers. Now, if I got to go to war over that kind of shit, I'm happy to do that. I'm fucking happy to do that. You know, you can't, just as like the man said, you can't kill us all. You know, you can't kill everybody on earth that disagrees with you. Mighty Islamic fundamentalist motherfucker. I mean, you can't find everyone and kill them all. You can't. It's impossible. And you will. The day will come when your fucking karma will catch up to you and all that shit, and the people will rise up and they will tear your fucking ass apart because of the autocratic, murderous way that you go about enforcing your fucked up religion. People only have so much tolerance for that shit, and especially in a world today with every kind of communication, socially or otherwise, you cannot possibly expect people to put up with that kind of shit. All right, I got it out of my system. We got to get going, man. I want to get a fucking show going here. I got places to go, people to see. We're going to be out tonight, you know, doing the do, getting some dinner. So here we are, starting the show, world famous Phil Hendry Show.